State employees can choose from two plans in the Florida retirement system, the defined benefit plan and the defined contribution plan. The defined benefit plan, also known as the state's pension plan, has the most enrollees with a total of about 541,000 people. The other 103,000 are enrolled in a 401k-type plan, the defined contribution plan, also known as the investment plan. All state employees are now required to contribute 3% of their salaries into the retirement system, regardless of which plan they selected. That happened in 2011. And several groups have sued to block the mandatory contributions, and that lawsuit is now pending before the Florida Supreme Court. This past legislative session, state lawmakers took the pension changes a step further and set their sights on the 401k-style plans. Lawmakers reduced the amount of money employers would contribute, and state employees enrolled in that option say they're now taking a double hit.
I think you'd have to be a fool to stay in a defined contribution plan because 3% is nothing. I think you could probably get better benefits at McDonald's or someplace. That's just ridiculous.
Howard Moyes is the Deputy Director for Property Tax Oversight at the Florida Department of Revenue. The 43-year-old has been a state employee for about 9 years. He, along with hundreds of employees, had emailed Governor Rick Scott urging him to veto House Bill 5005, which allows employers to pay less into the retirement accounts of those employees who went the defined contribution route. But Scott still signed it into law.
If you're looking at it from my perspective, the employer contribution would be going from 9%, which is what it was from 2002 until 2011, down to 3.3% effective July 1st. Roughly about 65% reduction in retirement benefits. To take it all the way down to 3.3% is just a little draconian.
When the legislature first voted for the changes to the 401k-style plan this year, they claimed the change was needed to shore up pension funds. Democratic Senator Bill Monford is one of the lawmakers who voted in favor of the proposal. He says he just wanted to be fair.
This particular House bill equalized the participation rate from the state. In other words, 3% regardless of the choice. I believe that the state has an obligation to treat its employees fairly and equitably. And to me, it was an issue of equity, regardless of the plan a state employee would choose.
But the bill had critics like Republican Senator Mike Fasano. The Newport Richey lawmaker says now that those in the investment plan will be reduced by such an amount that
there's no longer an incentive.
Fasano says the extra changes to the investment plan will have the opposite effect of what Governor Rick Scott and the legislature had intended for the plan, which was to get more people to switch from the pension plan to the 401k-type option. Employees affected by the reduction to the investment fund, like 30-year-old Orange County employee Ray Walls, are now weighing their options.
And so what this is going to do is push people like myself to switch from the investment plan to the pension plan, which has an undefined cost in the pension plan, because basically what the pension plan says is they have to pay me retirement benefits until I die, whereas the plan I'm in now, they only have to pay what they've already put into my account, and they're off the hook after that.
And under the new changes that went into effect July 1st, university and state college employees who are part of the optional retirement system will also see a reduction from 7.4 to 5.1%.
You just can't change employees' contracts midway after they signed for something, right? You can't run a stable university or state system when you don't know the terms of agreement that you're a part of, when it can change from day to day. This does not make for stability or economic viability.
Chris Robay is the president of Florida Atlantic University chapter of the United Faculty of Florida. His union is affiliated with the Florida Education Association, the union that filed the pension lawsuit. And Robay says the state could have another lawsuit on their hands now that this new law is in place. But he says his union will wait on the outcome of the 3% contribution challenge, which will be taken up next month in the Florida Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the changes come even as studies like one from the Pew Research Center place Florida's pension fund as one of the strongest in the nation. The study said the state has enough money to pay more than 80% of its obligations. But the real problems with pensions are happening at the city level.
We've done some work on local pensions, and we found that there are a number of cities in Florida that have very large pension liabilities.
That's Carol Weisert, who's in charge of the Leroy Collins Research Institute. A study from the center says pensions in several cities around the state are severely underfunded. It specifically cited Miami, Pembroke Pines, and St. Petersburg as places where retirement costs exceed 50% of their payrolls. Many of the pension changes don't affect the city funds, and those pension issues are the ones critics say need the most work. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.